talking about, we were just discussing giving a problem to God and how he doesn't expect us to work it out on our own, but we have a tendency to grab that thing and that problem, that sucker, and start working on it without him. And you were calling about that?
Difficult thing on here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I have a child who has made some really bad choices recently. I spent a lot of time trying to put it in his hands, and I am putting it in his hands, but at the same time, I still feel emotional pain associated with it.
Yeah.
And I know that God is with me, and he has not left me during all of this. But it's a fine line between looking like I don't care and caring very deeply to the point that it can be crippling.
That's an interesting thought. Giving it or completely putting it in his hands, it may feel like you don't care. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I get that.
I mean, I want the hurt to go away, yes. And I want to know that God's got it handled.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is that time and time again, that when people finally give it up and give it to him and not worry about it, that's when God seems to work and somehow work out the problem.
Yeah.
So the answer is giving it to him. Now, getting it there, that's not easy. But if we can all do that, I think there's some serious breakthrough waiting for us.
Yes. I just don't know whether it's going to be, you know, in a matter of weeks or months or years or in my own lifetime.
That's a good question. But with people that have called in, it's more often than not, they finally give it to him. And soon after, there's a breakthrough. That's encouraging. But I want you to know something, that giving it to him doesn't mean that you don't care, even the appearance of maybe something not caring. It just says that, all right, God, I know that with this problem in your hands, you can do a better job at working on it than I can on my own.
Yeah.
That's actually somewhat comforting, because he's a little smarter than we are.
Yeah, just a little bit.